Are they ready to start?
Let's do it.
The arsonist had oddly shaped feet.
Unique New York. Unique New York. Hey, everybody. It's GoPro Association Football.
Hey.
Podcast.
How are you? Good, good, good. That's great. I am fine, thank you. Okay. I'm not allowed to have a rhetorical conversation with the audience.
That was rude.
It was actually pretty rude.
Anywho.
Yes. Having a conversation while we're sitting here. Just obnoxious.
I thought that myself and our listeners had a thing. But apparently I'm wrong.
You had a thing for our listeners?
I thought they had a thing for us.
Us, not you, though. You selfish bastard.
So,
anywho,
back to normal.
We were on such a positive note going into this. And now it's just about to get somber.
Well, yeah. We could give a shout out to the LBF team.
We actually are going to. I'm rocking the new LBF swag, the new Dempsey, That Boy Clint Dempsey t-shirt, and I am popping a chubby right now because it's that good. So shout out to Ebon and his crew because they make nothing but heat. Good shit all around.
So if you're interested, go to livebrieffootball.com and it's FUTBOL.
Order a bunch of shit because they're phenomenal.
None of that indeed. American football stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, very, very slow week. I have like a page of notes.
That's a complete lie. He's looking at just about six pages.
It's a page and a half.
Okay. But then what's all that down there?
This?
Yes.
This is old stuff.
Like, oh, wow.
This
okay.
is the
I was going to say, the notes have quite an ass on it.
This is the league, like the league standings and cup progress. And okay. This is my nominees for goal and yank of the month.
Got it.
I do a running thing because I'm a professional.
Because you're a boss?
Because I'm a professional.
Like a boss.
Really, not much happened. The big news from this week was the passing of Harry Keough, U.S. Soccer Hall of Famer, died at age 84. He had 19 caps for the U.S. national team.
Most notably.
Yeah, he scored one goal. His biggest contribution was captaining the 1950 World Cup squad against Spain and being a part
what?
Of the...
Spain? England?
The great England Spain. Win.
He captained against Spain and was part of the England match.
Oh, okay.
He played in all three games and captained against Spain. He was part of the Miracle on Grass against England. Also a member of the 52 and 56 Olympic team. He won an Open Cup with St. Louis Cutis in 1957. He won five titles as a coach for St. Louis University. Also a Navy vet, so represented the country both on and off the pitch.
A true American?
A true American.
True American.
Yes, indeed. Also a father and former U.S. International Tai Keo, who was most well-known for announcing alongside Jack Edwards in 2002.
Long-term contribution
to
soccer.
Yeah, one of the sadly, I guess, kind of forgotten greats. You don't hear much about what Harry did for the program anymore.
To be honest, I didn't really even know a whole lot about him other than he existed. Because whenever anybody thinks of 1950 U.S. soccer players,
think it's Joe Gatians.
Who's never even American, like, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he is, but...
Well, I read the... there's a book about the 1950 team, and they do a section on the guys from the Hill in St. Louis, and Keough was a large part of, you know, because there were like four or five guys, Italians from the Hill, who played on that team. So I think we'd be remiss to not mention Harry's passing.
I just feel like we don't hear a lot about a lot of American players before 94.
Yeah, really
the Alexi era.
Yeah, the only person who's doing anything about that is Roger Alway, a brilliant writer. Has a couple books out, worked for the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame when it was doing things. He's really the only link to the past. He does a lot of stuff on the old leagues you don't know about anymore and the early U.S. Open Cup history back when it was the National Challenge Cup. Mm-hmm. It's really, there's not much history before 1990.
It's a shame.
Yeah. But the, lost a great, but still is, obviously mentioned his son being a part of the system, so his legacy lives on.
All right.
Like the Next Rose note. Bowl.
Yes, like the Rose Bowl indeed, I guess.
I mean, that's, when I think of things that have legacy, Rose Bowl is probably not even in the top 50.
Speaking of the Rose Bowl, On Saturday night, we passed a U.S. soccer women's record, the largest crowd since the Rose Bowl final 1999.
Segway!
How's that for a segue, bitches? Yeah, the U.S. women's national team took on New Zealand, giving up their first goal since the World Cup final.
How dare they?
Just to make it interesting.
Winning 2-1 over the
Kiwis.
The furious,
well, the Kiwis
the
are always
Ferns.
Pretty good, aren't they?
The women, they beat Mexico, I think, in the World Cup. They drew Mexico in the World Cup, and they had an okay World Cup run. So they're a solid squad.
Do the women do the haka?
I don't know if they do.
Well, let's just say New Zealand's a lot better than the teams that the U.S. has been destroying.
With the exception of Mexico and Canada. But, yeah.
Canada.
Canada's
kidding.
The second best team in the region.
Kidding. I just say that because Canada is just a pretty medial country.
Yeah.
I just think of really big women when I think of the women's Canadian national team.
Like Christy Sinclair. A big girl.
Just like 6'6 center backs with Adam's apples.
Those are called men, Robert.
Nah!
Yeah, so the U.S. actually ran out of 4-4-2 again for the third time in a row, which is strange considering Pia's attempted shift away from that, but she seems to be going back to that. So we just need to see if that sticks during the Olympics.
Can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, even though the U.S. dog, if we're sticking with that metaphor, as a soccer country, really isn't old.
Yeah. Well, I guess the Pia's only concern is the Olympics because after that she's gone.
Yeah.
I mean,
will she be gone?
Yeah, her contract runs out, and she'll probably go coach Sweden.
Oh,
so it's pretty much her last hurrah was the Olympics. And
so then, who takes over?
That's a long discussion for a different day.
Okay,
because there really is no real good candidate at the moment.
Is she the best women's coach in the world?
On the whole, probably.
Can you name somebody else who's close?
The Japanese coach.
We're getting her.
Him.
Oh, cool.
But he doesn't speak English. He speaks Japanese.
Don't care.
No, it doesn't. That shouldn't be too much of an issue.
The football is the language.
All right, fair enough. Anyway, so pretty much your standard, you know, pretty much your basic roster. Solo in goal, Appelbet, Rampone, Bueller, and O'Hara on the back line. Cheney, Lloyd, Box, and O'Reilly in the mid, and Wambach and Morgan up top.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Holy crap.
Are we
allowed to mention that?
Our body painted a... Baby doll.
For the first time in the history of me owning a computer, my background is a young lady wearing less than a lot of clothes, and it's Alex Morgan's.
She looks very pretty.
Yeah.
Does body paint count as clothing?
I said less than a lot of clothes.
I was just going to say, oh my gosh. I believe that I got a text from
you. I thought
you
were a Cheney guy.
I am a Cheney guy, but holy shit.
I mean, how are you?
Oh. I'm also a guy, so I mean.
Yeah.
Anywho, Alex Morgan had a big week.
If you're a dude and
guys
you're
never
girls,
look at any other women
awesome.
When they get into a relationship.
Yes, that's a true story.
Nod's head.
Yes. So Morgan, besides breaking the internet with her appearance in the SI Swiss
issue, I got a text from you that said there's a national crisis.
This is a national emergency.
Yes.
Why America is better than your country?
Yes.
Alex Morgan in body paint. That's why.
In addition to being a certified smoke show, she also came back and basically single-handedly beat New Zealand, scoring 2 goals in the final 5 minutes. To
looks and talent.
So it sounds like the talk she had with the head coach really is still setting a fire under her ass.
Yeah, what it is the picture coming out. So moral of the story is
the New Zealand women were intimidated by her sexual goddessness.
Yeah, the women should pose.
I was just going to say,
more often because they score lots of goals.
We'll body at, paint brings goals.
Oh no! That will never catch out of the hype. Please,
have Macaulay and body paint drinking a hot bush, fresh out the microwave.
Let's not let that happen.
Oh,
ever.
The worst part is like I could totally see like a Jimmy Conrad, you know, sarcastically posing in body paint for something.
Sadly, I could see a few Highbury regulars sporting that.
I would do
with
it.
With enough beer in their system.
No, I'd do it for sure.
So
or just West Brom Adrian on a normal day.
Yeah. Should we do a Highbury calendar? You guys up for that?
Highbury.
That would be interesting.
faces of the
high. But we'd only we take the guys with the biggest beer guts and have them in like
one
band
thing.
Thongs.
One thing. Chicago Nick is going to push for that picture from that magazine to be put in there, and that is not
Chicago Nick can't be in
be
there
he
because he doesn't have a beer belly.
Yeah, Nick's too fit to be in it.
That's exactly. So true.
We'll have
we
like,
need like Jordy Dave.
We'll put Joe on the cover.
Joe on the cover with well, okay.
Jeremy.
What about
Bark
what about,
of Jeremy?
Jeremy could be on there.
What about Silky?
No. I think he has a six pack still.
Probably.
What?
He's fit as hell.
How much?
Wasn't he on like the Aberdeen, like
basis.
Under 18 or something?
He played some soccer with us over the summer.
You good?
It's fucking ridiculous.
I'm pretty sure he played for somebody's under 18 team.
He was in the Aberdeen youth system for a while.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, back to the
things
women.
That people know about.
Yes.
Back to Alex Morgan.
Sorry, guys and girls. Morgan scoring two goals. And it's
sweating over there.
Rapinoe and Warbach with an assist.
Is it warm in here?
Morgan's first goal might have not actually been a goal, but it was close enough to over the line to let it count.
She gets the benefit
she
of
she distracted
every
the lines, didn't she?
Yeah, Morgan actually also drew a penalty kick that Warbach put off the post in the ninth minute. So Morgan just destroyed that entire game. The only slip-up being... The awful back pass from O'Hara leading to the own goal, or the goal. O'Hara played the ball back towards Nicole Barnhart, who had subbed in at halftime for Hope Solo, and ball went in the middle of nowhere. Wilkinson pounced on it and put it in the back of the net. So kind of just a big mental mistake that might cost O'Hara a starting spot, but...
Hey, there's always a lot of competition for every place.
Then she doesn't have to run as much.
That's true. It's very true. Anywho, as mentioned, it's the largest domestic soccer crowd since the 99 World Cup. 20,677 showed up to FC Dallas.
Sold out, am I correct?
Yeah, sold out the stadium, which Dallas has not done in like 5 years. So good for the women. For
not even Brooke Shea can do that, yeah.
The women outdrawing your home team. So good for them.
We're not drawing Brooke Shuality.
Yeah, next up, the women have the Algarve. Is it Algarve?
Algarve is how I'm
that cup in
it.
Portugal. Well, they're going to face Denmark, Norway, and Japan.
Victims, except for Japan, maybe.
That's it's coming up next month. So, go Lady Yanks!
Ooh.
On to Yank news. Some scheduling tidbits. I mentioned the women in the Algarve Cup. They're also playing in some brand new. Thing in Japan, where they'll play Japan again and Brazil. So the U.S., Brazil, and Japan in the three-team tournament should be fun to watch. Coming up this April.
For it.
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Yeah,
well, yeah. You take the top teams, put them together.
Yeah, throw them and like Sweden in there. It's the top four teams in the world, probably.
Awesome.
Some big Scandinavian chicks.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Your impression of all women who play soccer, Rob, is just.
Yeah, just
pretty
big,
much men.
You basically have a team of Nicole Barnhart.
Are the Swede is the Swedish national team not large?
Yeah, most of them are pretty tall, but they're also smoking hot.
Well, yeah, some tall blonde Swedish chicks.
And then the back line.
And then there's and then they have probably a random Zlatan Ibrahimovic in the team.
Basically, yeah. Also on the schedule now, the U.S. youth team will be facing Mexico at FC Dallas Stadium on Leap Day. So busy day for the U.S. on that, because I believe the women also play in the Algarve Cup that day too.
So we got three matches.
The men, women, and the Olympic team will be playing on that day.
Can't wait to go to Kansas City.
We're
going to go hard and will not stop doing so.
We finna
listening
go hard.
The comedy.
We finna go hard. Yeah, so the camp will convene on the 19th, so a 10-day camp leading up to the friendly against Mexico. So it should be a good chance for Porter to see who is going to.
And the AOMKE roster for the match at
yes.
KC will be continues, released sometime soon.
Continues to grow because Kevin Last is in talks to join
we
us.
We can neither world. Confirm nor deny any of this until the roster is officially released.
There are at least
nor
five
can we
members,
even recognize it.
At least five members of AOMKE making the trip down. So
now, do we count youth caps the same way? Or like, is that a part of
I
all
count,
caps?
I count my women's cap as caps.
Okay.
Because I have two women's caps.
Here in MK?
They got one the U.S. crest on, I mean.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah.
They rep
Olympic
the same.
Matches are bigger than friendlies.
Yeah, they That's are true. Actually. Yeah, I'm going to be so stoked for this.
This is a qualifier. So
like, this is the one that gets
this
us
is not. Only, yeah, exactly. This yeah. is not only a qualifier. It's this the, is win or go home.
It's the qualifier.
This is why we get to get exactly. hammered and just go fucking wild for 2 hours.
Indeed,
at a you guys. Gorgeous stadium.
You guys.
Yeah, Ben gets to be the responsible person who doesn't drink because he's underage.
He can observe the beautiful architecture of Link's Livestrong Sporting
Park.
I'm
somewhat underage.
He can drink. He can
I
drink.
Have already been somewhat there. Underage. It is beautiful.
You can drink your root beer.
You've already been where?
Livestrong Park.
Oh, okay.
For that game, actually.
Yeah.
Other scheduling tidbits. The U.S.-Brazil game will be at FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland. The first game played at FedEx Field. So that's
what
fun.
Date was that again?
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's clearly a money-making friendly. I believe the lowest price for a seat is $35.
Yeah, big money.
And then the biggest is like 200-some.
Yeah, it's June or July, one of those two.
Yeah.
So Rob might be forcing me going.
It's in Maryland.
Even though it's an overpriced friendly.
It's in Maryland.
It's so. Also in D.C.
Against a team that's going to try
it's in,
and
it's in Landover,
break
Maryland.
Up my undefeated cap record.
Right. You have an undefeated cap record?
Don't I have,
go to anything except for Azteca. Are we still doing that?
We are.
Probably.
What have you guys thought about the AO World Cup package? I've thought about
it's
it.
It's sold out.
No, but they added
they've released
plane.
A second plane.
Yeah. How cool is that? How like, you know, regardless of like whether or not we're going, how awesome is that?
World Cup is awesome, but the most unique experience you can that I can even imagine is going to Azteca for a qualifier.
But,
yeah.
No, most unique is flying on an AO-only plane across Brazil.
Question, is
but
there
that's
booze
not
on the
a
plane?
Match.
It's free booze and food.
On the plane?
On the plane.
You're going to land and just be hammered.
To and from,
everybody
to
on
and
the
from
plane
the
is just going to be just...
The flight
See,
down.
I'd be worried because everyone's going to be chanting and jumping up and down on a plane and the thing's going to tip over.
Left! Right!
And they're going to crash it into the stadium to toast in the final, probably.
Crash into Americana.
Oh my gosh. It's just going to be like a bunch of AO members. Like, even if we like lose an engine and are going down, going, we do not stop!
And then they're going to fall onto this island and that's going to be how they come up with Lost 2.
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah,
just
oh
a
my
bunch
gosh.
Of
I think I just blew Ben's mind.
I would love Island. Anywho, back to real life.
Okay.
Oh, but this is this real life?
Back to islands. The U.S. and Tuga match. It's down to Home Depot Center or BBVA Stadium are the most likely candidates for that.
So what we picked.
Basically, yeah.
Wait.
When are they announcing all these
Antigua and Barbuda?
Yeah, the first one. They're announcing this one this week.
Which one is the BBVA Stadium again?
Houston.
Okay.
Yeah, Houston is one of six cities that have a direct flight to Guatemala, which is the second match. Chicago, Dallas, L.A., Miami, and New York and Houston are the...
Maybe we'll play in Miami
first. Logistics. Yeah.
I did. That's why I looked into it. I researched my picks.
Isn't it a chartered flight?
Hmm?
Isn't it a chartered flight? Can't they just go straight wherever the hell they want?
They can, but I said, but
clearance.
It's cheaper to.
They need clearance.
But I mean, Dempsey's going to be on board. Dempsey can do whatever
he doesn't
he wants.
Give a shit. He doesn't
true.
Give a shit how he gets there.
Dempsey
he doesn't
does
give
not
shit.
Give a shit about the NC,
the plane.
NTSB,
Dempsey's taking
NTSB.
A mule all the way to Guatemala,
and he will beat the team who flies there. He will get there first on a mule.
Dempsey,
and then the
did
mule
you know that?
Goalkeeper.
Dempsey beats Rock with Scissors.
Okay, I'm just going to pull up the most interesting man in the world account on Twitter and just start saying Clint Dempsey and then finish whatever it is.
After the podcast.
Fine.
And then more steam building for the Copa Americas in 2016, so that should be fun.
Awesome.
Let's see what happened. Two American transactions of note. Actually, three. Chris Albright signing with Philadelphia this week. Or today, actually.
Rob, your feelings about this?
It doesn't make up for losing.
I was just going to say.
What's the point of bringing in a right back behind Sheen Williams?
Backup in case he leaves or gets hurt.
He's from Philly anyway.
He is from
honestly,
Philly.
If he puts up another good game, or another good game, another good season, Sheen Williams could very well be going.
Clint Dempsey taught Hendrix how to play guitar. He freed Willie.
Right.
Because I truly believe that Sheenan Williams is going to at least get legitimate looks on the senior team at right back.
I think he's definitely a kind of guy who can pop over to a Scandinavian or like Netherlands, Belgium level. Even right now, I think he'd be a good fit for those positions.
Clint Dempsey
especially
is what Willis is talking
injuries
about.
And stuff. I mean, Who knows what our right back situation is going to be when Dolo's gone?
Well, that's what derailed Albright's career, was injuries, because Albright was on that 06 team and got injured. That's why Frankie made the trip.
He taught Ron Burgundy to read the news.
That's fun.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Let's see. Former U.S. International, or Youth International, Christopher Agorso, released by RSL. Another old Philly guy.
Whatever.
Yeah. Had a promising future, went to college, got hurt. Now he's...
Agorso played for Philly?
I believe
he
briefly.
He was a union member, but never played for him.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say.
He played for RSL.
Who?
He actually prefers Christopher, by the way. Ooh. We just found out.
And no one cares.
Yeah, he played twice for RSL.
And I'll call him Christopher.
So he's Chuck Rankin 1.0.
Shut the hell up.
Revisiting our slap bet from a few weeks ago.
That I totally forgot. You would screw me over on a loophole.
We had a bet by guy that Charles Rankin, after the discussion of him moving to Portland, I said because of his knee injuries, he's toast. And Ben, the optimist, decided to slap bet me, saying that he will get a cap for the U.S.
Whose idea was it for a slap bet? Was it mine?
You said slap bet.
Okay.
Recent talks after Zambia winning the Nations Cup that Rankin might play for Zambia.
Whoa. Is this actually somewhere? Or is this just logic?
I saw it posted somewhere. I'm not sure if it's...
Oh, well, big sack.
Is he good enough to play for a team that just won the African Cup of Nations?
Question,
does he want to, being that the head coach had to carry one of the injured players over to the celebration?
He didn't have to, he wanted to.
Oh, he wanted to? I thought that they just had complete lack of medical...
No, it was more... He was, like, on the training table. He carried him over.
Oh, okay. Dang it.
Yeah. So Ben might lose the bet based on
Rankin choosing another country. Yes. Not getting hurt.
A double slap to the face.
No, only one. There's only one.
No, the first slap is him playing for Zambia.
Oh.
The second slap is Zambia.
What was it? Doghouse?
No, a slap to the face.
Oh.
Slap it.
Ooh.
Yes, a face slap.
Are we talking slap, regular slap,
We're talking pimp slap.
Okay, so we're whipping out baby powder.
We could do that. That'd be fun.
That's a pimp slap.
Oh, actually, Rob.
That is an authentic pimp slap.
Rob is the commissioner.
So he makes all final judgments on these.
Dang it.
We did say no rings, though. That was part
of
it.
Yeah, no rings.
Well,
it's got to be open-handed, not backhanded.
That's not never part of the... Never.
Oh, crap. That was one that I was commissioner for. All these slap bets are just blending together.
Did we say anything about a pimp slap? Or was it just slap?
It's a slap without any rings. You get to make the final decision in terms of any disputes that pop up.
Does it have to be with your hand?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Jesus Christ.
If there was no specification on pimp slap, then I can't allow
it. I was thinking, like, you know, you could take cardboard, you could take, like, a remote controller and hit me, you could take... Your head is in the gutter, sir.
That's not a slap. That's being hit with an object.
Okay.
Are you guys talking about teabagging?
Anyway.
I'm just trying to keep up here.
Okay, so Sean Cunningham.
I love this podcast so much.
Yeah, fun times. Sean Cunningham might be leaving Mold on loan, possibly to Stabæk.
Which is, I think, both awesome and awful, horrible.
Why is it horrible?
Stabæk's getting relegated next year, you know it.
Well, yes, but it gives him a chance he wouldn't get otherwise.
See, that's like, was it good for the development of Benny Failhaber to play at Derby that one year? Was it good?
No, because he should have gotten England in the first place. England was the wrong place to
go. I agree. That move to Derby County ruined his career. Because I feel like it was based off of that one goal against Mexico.
Yeah.
The contract.
Okay. But now
and Darby just go, oh, we're going up. Ooh, look at this guy burying volleys.
Look at Josie sitting at Harry's for an entire season. Look at him right now.
Yeah.
Sitting a year
doesn't really
but scoring goals.
And sitting.
But he's still scoring goals and playing.
What's he up to now? 15 total?
Something like that.
He's got a big number.
It's a nice number.
It's a nice number.
But my point is playing on a shitty team still good for your development?
Benny didn't play much for the Derby team, though.
Okay.
Which is kind of sad, because they were one of the worst teams to ever be in the Premier League.
They were the worst.
Yeah, they got the lowest point total.
Well, if you're basing off points, solely. Yeah. I mean, statistically, they were definitely the worst. But.
Yes.
So I'm glad that he might be getting first-team minutes. But I am at least a little concerned that he's going to a team that is just going to get railed next season.
I'm not, because he's 18. Minutes anywhere is good.
Okay. I'll give you that. I mean, I think that he would get some minutes for Molde with the Champions League schedule.
Let's look at
minutes bring growth.
Let's look at it from a different perspective here. Would you prefer Abasamonde sitting on the bench at Frankfurt or playing at the Railhawks?
Playing at the Railhawks.
Yeah. Minutes are part of the matter right now.
All right. Signing an MLS contract? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, speaking of Josie, he got on track scoring 2 goals in AZ's 6-0 win over Den Haag. Coming off the bench and hitting a brace. So good on Josie.
You thought that would give him more minutes. No. Yeah. He's still on the bench.
Nope.
Was that the only goal scored this week?
I think so.
Dempsey's goal will probably be called a goal.
Okay.
Dempsey took a shot from about 900 yards out that the keeper pushed off the crossbar and then hit the back of his head. So it was saved off the crossbar and then hit the keeper and went back.
So then are they going to call it for him?
By the rules, it should be a goal, but it was called a known goal on the spot. So it's currently a known goal, but will probably be declared a goal, or at least should be.
Which just continues his just ridiculous run of form.
Regardless, the strike was absurd, because he is 30, 35 yards out, and that thing knuckled like crazy. Just a rip.
Him and Donovan are both playing at such a high level right now in the Premier League.
Donovan with an assist this weekend as well.
Can we beat Italy?
No.
Damn it.
We definitely can. We probably won't.
I mean, we can, but given Italy's organized defense and our lack of offense, playing in Italy, I doubt it.
If it was at home, I'd give us maybe like a 50-50 shot, but
50-50?
Maybe 40-60.
You are very
optimistic.
Well, I mean 40% for us.
Yeah.
That's very optimistic.
Okay.
As far as a win, 10.
Yeah.
Draw.
15, 20.
Yeah, 20, 30.
Because that's for next week.
Yeah.
This is for next week.
Definitely for next week.
As mentioned, Donovan with an assist in Everton's 2-0 win over Chelsea. Howard getting the clean sheet, obviously.
Special Ops Timmy. I believe this is news.
Good for a push launch, Timmy.
That's pretty good.
Let's see. Who else? Assists also from Bocanegra and Maurice Adu in Rangers' 4-1 win over Dunfermline. So good news for them on the weekend. And then today, bad news for Rangers because they are bankrupt. Filing administration papers. Which basically...
They filed for intent.
Yeah. They're filing to file.
Yeah, they're filing with the intent.
We're engaged to be engaged.
That's right from Rest Development.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love it.
Pre-engaged.
Engaged to be engaged is from
blah blah blahs. Blah blah.
Yes.
Which is definitely before Rest Development.
By numerous years. Other things of note, Eric Lehi going 90 for the Villa Reserves at left back, so making progress still.
Wait, a left back?
Surprise!
Hey, we are. Oh yeah, we lost one, but we'll
He's righty.
Yeah,
he's less righty. No, more lefty than Chandler.
Yeah.
Well, we all know how McCauley feels about right footers playing left back.
I don't like it, but it's at this point our only option, unfortunately. Yeah. Instead of Edgar Castillo, and fuck that. Some good news in Germany. Joe Jau making his first team debut in the DFB Pokal coming out for Hoffenheim. So good for Joe. Other great returns. Chuck Deasy making a return for Sechel, playing the last few minutes. Actually got about 15 minutes for Sechel. Didn't do a heck of a lot, but he's making the field again, which...
That's fantastic. It means that they want to give him another, at least legitimate look.
Exactly, yeah. It means he's an option for them, which, considering he should be dead, I'm very happy with that.
Yeah.
The last note from this week, Gooch and Sporting advanced to the Portuguese Cup final against Academia.
I love Gooch.
Yeah, they beat Nacional 3-1, 5-3 on aggregate. So congrats to Gooch getting a chance for some more silverware. He's got a lot of titles.
Some Yank news for you.
What do you got?
Josh Gatt back on the field.
Indeed, yes.
And we haven't even talked about injuries yet.
Actually, that was one of the leads for the injury news. So, trying to get in the way with.
Damn it! I really thought that I had you there.
Josh Gatt.
Well, you segued for him.
Yeah, Josh Gatt playing 16 minutes in the friendly this weekend for Mold.
Something, and he made with the translations. It's the coolest thing. Have you read the translations of what he's done?
I didn't.
Oh, I'll go find that because he made some nice runs down the right side, and he put in one good shot on the keeper. But how this is worded?
I actually saw that there was something super on Big Soccer funny about it.
Yeah,
I actually read the whole thing though.
Here,
I have this page. I'll find it right quick. I have the page open.
Come on, come on. I want to beat McCauley to the page. Beat McCauley to the page.
Probably will. I'm slow right now. I've got a bunch of windows open.
Just because you're better than I am doesn't necessarily mean you have to sit there and flaunt it. Jeez. Okay, but anyway, filling the space, Josh Gatt, awesome. And he unfortunately picked up a knock, and now it looks like he's back. Here we go. After 62 minutes came Joshua Gatt on the court. The American who had struggled with... He created the turmoil on the right side and went on several raids at high speed. When it remained barely 15 minutes, it appeared that the substitute got to send MFK into the lead after a frantic raid in which he showed both speed and technique. Keeper released, however, with horror.
And then a picture of a Viking reading raid posted below it.
Gat's frantic raid. Yeah, it's just a Viking raid.
His name spelled wrong, though.
Yeah, it's Geta.
Geta. Joshua Geta.
Electro DJ.
Also, speaking of DJs and Chuck Davies, pull a picture of DJ Afrojack, the Dutch MC.
Oh, looks wow.
Looks exactly that, like Chuck Davies.
He's DZ. No, wow.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time on MLS lookalikes today, just peeing myself. But the best by far was DZ and Afrojack. They look identical.
Yeah, that's actually ridiculous.
Anyway, back to injury news. So good news, Gatt's back. Beckerman making his way back. Increased involvement, but not fully cleared.
Odds we'll see him in Italy.
Slim. He's not fully healthy.
He'll be back for start on MLS, though.
Yes. But not for Italy, probably.
Okay.
Some bad news. Bedoya missed out with an ankle knock this weekend.
Bedoya's move to Rangers sucked.
Yeah,
he's just getting nowhere.
Because I was so forward initially. I was very much on the Bedoya to Rangers train. Yeah! Fuck that. Anywho. So Bedoya is still everybody on the train table. Also a pretty rough blow. Mark Pelosi, who'd been tearing it up. Actually, you brought the news up. So this is your, you call it this one. This is you.
Mark Pelosi, who has been doing awesome at Liverpool, tore his MCL. Out 2 months. Sucks.
Sucks to suck.
Yes. Yes, it does.
It does suck. So Pelosi joining the training table.
It's getting crowded.
It's getting very crowded. Gatt leaves, leaving 12 on the list right now.
Is Frank Simic still on that table?
He's not. He's been healthy still.
He'll be back.
He hasn't gotten hurt in 2 weeks?
He's not.
That's absurd.
Yeah, let's see. Abasamonde, health unclear right now. Not much news since his move. Agudelo still recovering. I mentioned Beckerman getting
picking
back.
Pictures with baby tigers.
Bingham, unsure. Cropper still hurt. Gonzalez on the bench. Holden still hurt. Pelosi, recently injured. Honey's getting back. Wood's still hurt. And Whitbread might be back for next weekend. So that's a regular face on the injury bench.
Yeah.
You mentioned Rangers in administration. Possibly £75 million in debt.
That is much debt.
That's a lot of numbers.
Concerning their team, shit.
Yeah. Bob Bradley reaffirms commitment to Egypt. So
donates 2 months of his salary.
Yeah, which is pretty much... Yeah, I think he gave more than FIFA did, because FIFA gave like $250,000.
How much are they paying
FIFA
him?
FIFA pisses me off.
Yeah, FIFA gave $250,000, and Bob Bradley probably gave him...
FIFA have a buttload of money, too.
Yeah. I'm sure Bradley gave close to that amount.
Probably.
Because if you think it's one-fifth of the salary, he's probably making about $1 million.
That's a lot of money from Egypt.
Well...
That's more than he was making with us.
Would that be they courted him pretty hard, though.
Yeah, very true.
Um, Danny Potts. That sucks.
Yeah, it hurts.
Taking a call from the England U18s.
All hope's not lost yet.
Yeah, not at all.
No, not at all. This is very much an identification camp is the impression that I got from it.
Yeah, it's not at all, you know, legally binding, but it's in no way good news.
I was hoping that England would just ignore him.
Yeah, so looks like all three of those left backs, Potts, Henley, and Williams, might end up not playing for us.
I mean, we all kind of knew that, but
yes.
Come on, just one.
Yeah, just give us one.
Anyway.
That sucks.
I thought he was the one.
What else we got here? MLS moves.
I think Ben's too tired to even comprehend that.
I don't care.
No, it's not that I can't comprehend. I just don't give a shit.
I'm not going to pretend to care. So yeah, Chris Burchall not returning to LA. So a big loss for LA losing Chris Burchall.
Ooh. Who?
The white guy from Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, him.
So Burchall leaves and Juninho comes back. And Leonardo does too. So I think
LA wins.
LA, yeah.
Is Juninho going to make this permanent?
You think? Well, he's on loan and Leonardo is a permanent move.
Because, not. I mean, 2 years in a row, that's some serious stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of, when you do that,
it's
you're kind of.
A real flirtation right there.
Well, I mean, you're kind of giving off the vibe, too, that the other team either.
Well, Sao Paulo wanted to give him, he asked to come back, I think.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Because, I mean, it kind of reminds me of the Roger Torres situation, too.
Yeah, exactly.
We had him on loan last year for the second year in a row, and now we signed him officially.
Same for Montero as well. A lot of those South American teams will just send guys out for a couple years and then bring. Look at Adriano.
Hope that their price increases.
Look at Adriano. He's been bouncing around.
And with Juninho's play, I think his price tag's gone up.
Yeah, I agree.
So
I think it's really just LA doesn't want to shell out another transfer.
Yeah, they don't have anything to work with, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Because I don't know how they fit in the salary
structure.
Their
team's stacked enough anyway.
Yeah, the rich get richer. So again, are they
going to set a points record this year?
It's very likely.
Well, with a full year of Robbie Keane,
it's very likely. Yeah, a full year of Keane. They do lose Gonzalez though.
Yeah.
But they get Leonardo back.
Could you imagine if they had Gonzalez though?
No, I can't. My brain wouldn't.
What do you think they'd get more than 2 points a match on average?
Yes,
I believe it.
And really, they don't lose anyone for large portions of international duty either this year. So.
They might lose Keane in the summer.
That's true.
For the Euros.
But he's not. I mean, they lose him for a couple. He'll be gone for 2 weeks, maybe. Maybe three for the training.
Ireland are going to win.
I wish, but they're not getting out of that group.
No, they're not.
But,
okay, will they set a differential record? Goal differential. More possible.
What is the record right now?
Don't know. See, but their defense is so good, and their offense is so good. I could definitely see them running up the score in a few clubs. Will they win a match 5-0?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Six? That'll be six?
Yes.
Seven?
That's close.
I don't know about six, because MLS is pretty low scoring.
Yeah, in general,
the defenses
you're right.
are pretty stingy. I think they'll get five once or twice when everything's clicking with Beckham, Donovan, Keane, and all those guys.
Buttle.
In 2010, RSL had record plus 25 goal differential.
And how many matches are in the season this year?
36, 34.
Oh, then yeah, they can do it. They can do it.
That seems low for a record.
Yeah, really.
25?
I mean, heck, Madrid and Barcelona are only like 20-some matches into their season, and they have like 48 and 55 goal differential.
Yeah.
Well, it's ridiculous.
Well, I think the gap between them and the rest of La Liga is
bigger than
Galaxy and the rest of MLS.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Last year, LA was plus 5.
Plus 5?
Last year, plus 5.
But they dominated. That doesn't make sense to me.
They're actually fourth in Jesus. The Houston and Columbus were plus 10.
Win by little, lose by a lot.
Seattle was plus 9. RSL plus 8. So they were tied for 5th with the Fire.
Wow.
And then the Red Bull. Oh, this was in 09. I'm an asshole. Never mind.
I was just going to say, what the hell?
Like, that doesn't look right.
Well, what is it? 34 matches this season?
Something along those lines.
I'll give them...
Here you go. Plus 20. That makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Plus 20.
I think we could see plus 34 over 34 matches.
Averaging a 1-0 victory?
Yeah.
No? If Saunders can hold it together.
It was 34 I'm not games worried about this Saunders. Year. No, he's good.
The only reason why I would worry about Saunders is that he's doing it for 1 year.
Yeah, he hasn't done it for very long.
Yeah, exactly. We know that he can.
He's always shown to be a serviceable backup.
That's a little different, but though, if you're trying to set the goal top galaxy serviceable team.
That's true.
Not enough.
I don't even think he'll have to do that much with the rest of the galaxy team. There shouldn't be many chances coming his way.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got?
Basically, they're going to be a good team. And then Matt Kanji going to Houston from Colorado. That's...
He's not good enough to change anything yet, at least.
Well, I mean, it was...
He's still a raw talent, though.
He came up from Atlanta as the D2 MVP and then had his injuries, which kind of held him back. So he's got talent. He's just hurt all the time.
Yeah.
We're wrapping it up.
A stiff breeze could... Very well knock him over, though.
Which is very unfortunate.
are we going to talk Brian Ching?
We can mention it.
Because by the time this goes up, it very well might happen.
That's true.
But briefly, Brian Ching to Montreal, to Houston. Back to
from
Houston.
Montreal to
Houston.
Good idea, bad idea. Who wins in that trade?
It depends who they get. Because this could be, it could be one of two things. It could be Houston finally breaking and sending, you know, Haino and draft picks over. Or it could be Montreal saying, okay, fine, here, give us Matt Kanji.
Also depends a lot on, like, really how serious Ching was about not playing for Montreal.
Because
then in that case, whatever you got for him was going to be a bonus.
I always had trouble with how quickly he went from, I'm going to retire to, yeah, all right, I'll play. I'm getting the impression that maybe Montreal said or told him privately, like, we are going to move you back to Houston, but we need you to, you know, train right now and stay in shape.
That's it.
That makes more sense.
I'll buy that.
Because it was awful quick. He just said, yeah, all right, I'll play for you guys. Yeah. It also creates a really, really cool rivalry right away.
Yes, it does.
Like Montreal and Houston are going to hate each other, especially if Montreal gets Hainault and draft picks.
But all remains to be seen. We'll let you know on Monday.
Hey,
ooh, weak segue.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Meta.
Boom. Let's see. The Wave beat Wichita, clinching a playoff spot, and
Nick
lost.
Nick Pereira scored one hell of a goal. Wow. Yeah. It wasn't even like
I actually
a long
saw
shot.
That the Wave did lose.
Yeah, they lost to the Comets.
Local news.
Always. See, they only make the news when they lose because they win so much.
Yeah, they're 16-3 this season, and they lost by a 3-point goal.
They clinched the division on Friday. There were like 6 games left in the season.
They clinched the league on Friday.
Oh, it was the league entirely?
It might be.
Jeez.
Anyway, so the Wave.
The
continued.
Wave are a lot better than everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, they continue
pretty
to
pretty much the main story.
Nick Pereira had this sick, like, he was dribbling. And then down the left side, and he tried to cut inside, and then a defender, like, he barely got a toe in it. So then the ball just kind of popped up in the air a little bit, and then Nick, like, while still in his running motion, like, he flicked his heel back, and then rainbowed the ball over his head, took one touch, and finished.
That's nasty.
Oh, it was nasty. He's got such a great touch for a guy who's 6'3". Like, he's, like, the ideal, just a target forward.
So he's the poor man's lat, basically.
How do you, relatively speaking, in indoor soccer?
He's the indoor soccer version.
Yeah, he is lat.
So that's a really, really poor lat.
Yeah.
We're talking like Africa poor.
He's like the dark poor.
Oh.
He's the guy begging in Zaire.
Oh.
And that's not even a country anymore.
He's like the English Journo in that last Jason Bourne movie who gets capped in the first 15 minutes. Oh,
depressing.
Glad you're not Journo.
Yeah. All right.
Same.
More Wisconsin updates here. Aaron Holbein, local guy from Middleton, played for Kansas City for a few years. On the mend, he missed all last year with a knee injury. Had some microfracture surgery on his knee. Looking to come back. Looking to sign a D2 contract. So
you guys are microfracture buddies.
We are. We're brothers in knees. some local women, actually.
Hey-o.
Shannon Smith from DSHA gets a call to the national team in what? Ireland.
Hey, cool.
She's one of the Irish national
team. How old
is she? She's my year. A year older than me.
Mm. Were you ever acquainted?
Never. So congrats to her.
You seem so sad.
Come on, high school. Irish, a girl, soccer player.
Yeah. It's like love at first sight.
I'm guessing
At first read, maybe.
Yeah, love at first read.
Yeah, she has 6 caps.
What's reading?
Really? She has 6 caps?
Yeah.
When was her first cap?
I don't know.
That'd be really, really funny if it was in high school.
She's playing in Norway right now. Yeah, her dad was from Ireland, so that's her eligibility.
Got it. And Shannon, I mean, how much more Irish can you get?
Not very.
Her last name's O'Malley.
It's Smith with a Y. That's
whoa.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's pretty Irish.
Her uncle is Tommy Smythe.
Yes.
I love Tommy Smith.
Other local females it's playing smart. Abroad. Sarah Hagen, who was a UPS or WPS draftee, signed with Bayern Munich's youth team or women's team. And then Katie Bethke playing for Bayer Leverkusen. So two ladies over
there. Question,
Germany.
Bayern Munich under-18s up against the Bayern Munich women's team. Who wins?
That's a very good question.
That's not bad, actually. Another time for some other podcast that's more German-oriented.
So who wins, the women's national team or the U.S. U-20s?
U.S. under-20s, only because our under-20s are really good.
U-18s.
Good question. Oh, boy. See, like, I remember everybody said, oh, the women could beat the men, and, like, all the journalists were like, the men would win, like, 100-0 in a 90-minute match. Yeah. Men would just destroy the women. Oh, boy.
You'd see, like, O'Hara crying in a corner, just getting torched by Breck Shea.
Gooch would probably kill one or two people.
Alex Morgan.
A lot of them would be going after Alex Morgan.
Gooch would eat Alex Morgan.
Spit out her paint.
Stu Holden would just hit on Alex Morgan for 90 minutes.
Stu would be, hey, you like my hair? It's got its own Twitter account.
At some point, they hook up in a corner somewhere.
Oh, of course. Oh, boy.
Both teams out of 10 men. We're not quite sure why.
Oh, look, there's a 12th man.
Oh,
which team
boy.
Would it go to?
Nine months later. Why haven't we done that dream U.S. national team, U.S. like women's team couples? We should do that.
If they made it.
Yeah.
Coming next week, dream.
Oh,
weren't
yes.
we talking about this last... I thought I mentioned
really?
Something last week about, like,
we
making
did,
our like our national team women and men, like, have babies.
Yes, you did discuss forced mating in the U.S. Federation.
I'm not talking about mating. I'm talking about, like, whoa. Like, you know, they're
how much
freaking
do
sweet.
They love this country?
Like, we mentioned, like, LaRue and...
I'm not saying they have to be freaking
LaRue
married. We'll just throw them into the Florida youth system as soon as they're born, right?
So anyway,
so wrapping up this week's podcast,
it's like Ender's Game. It's just like we take the ideal people and just put them in a school,
basically. So Yank of the Week, who we got?
For me,
yeah,
Donovan.
The assist,
Ryan.
For me, he was the best player on the field for Chelsea Everton.
Yeah. I would have said Josie for getting a double, but Alex Morgan scoring 2 goals and being smoking hot. Alex Morgan, Yank of the Week.
Is there really any other logical answer for this than Alex Morgan? What a week.
Diamond's a good answer. They beat Chelsea.
You beat Chelsea. Woohoo. Alex Morgan.
You're smoking hot.
So much cooler.
Yes.
The Dick of the Week.
Dick of the Week.
This is a bit of a stretch, but for me, Donovan did something cheeky in the Everton-Chelsea match and brought to Bratislav Ivanovic. And Ivanovic is a pretty big douchebag to begin with, but he goes back at Donovan after the play and like tried to do a pseudo headbutt, which didn't really connect. So he is my dick of the week. And to Donovan's credit, he didn't even flop for it.
See, my dick of the week goes to soccer for being pretty boring this week.
Not bad. I can't really blame you for that one.
Dick of the week, you could throw Danny Potts under the bus.
Nah, he isn't.
Yeah, it's not official.
Oh, yet. He's playing for his home country. What a cunt.
Serious.
He's from England.
So what? This is an American podcast. We can do whatever the hell we want.
My dick of the week is Nicki Minaj for sucking at the Grammys. Now, how is this related to soccer?
Alexi Lalas played music. There you go.
Alexi Lalas played music, but she was also born in Trinidad, who we beat routinely in most World Cup cycles. And she moved to Queens, New York, which is home to St. John's University, who was known for their men's soccer success.
That's such a stretch with Trinidad. Oh, she's from a Caribbean country. Oh, my God.
But she's moved to Queens.
No, I got you.
What?
Nicki Minaj guest had a verse on Trey Song's Bottom Up, where he's a line and can play a little soccer. There you go.
Oh, all right. I'm for it. Thank you, Ryan.
Yes. Also, Lalas did tweet about it.
Oh, really?
Yes. So there you go.
And what did he say?
That was dumb.
Yep.
Okay. Sexy Lexi mentioned.
Is there anybody like that who's going to be in KC?
You don't know until they show up. I'm sure. Well, who calls? It depends on who's going to carry the game. If it's on Fox, you'll probably see like Martino show up.
Which will be one of his last appearances in the Fox Soccer Network.
But it's on ESPN, 12-minute, and Lalas will probably be there.
I think we might get ESPNU.
I'm hoping, like, the last time there was a game in Kansas City, guys like Zusi and Sapong showed up at the game the night before.
See, but they couldn't, we couldn't hang out with them. They can't, because they're going to be it's preseason still. All right, cool. I'm totally stoked to have fun with Sapong. Big Africa.
But they're going
to
go into the bar
if they show up.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Then I'll whip out my
We'll just have a cranberry juice. Me and Grand Zusi.
Was he a period? Period? Speaking of periods.
Is there a glass I can smash in your face?
Speaking of periods, that's the end of the podcast.